To start it?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm back. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you like an actual reason I'm here. I just need... Well, this goes out in general with everyone. First of all, hi. I know I said I wasn't gonna be talking calm, but it's like whatever. I'm just talking the literal way I talk. There's rain sounds in the background, so like chill out. I don't know how people listen to this. I don't know how anybody that is listening to this is like, what their state of mind is or where they're at, but I honestly wish you the best. Sometimes we just need people to shut up and let us talk. We just want that. We just want to vent to people. I don't want to hear your opinion. I don't want to hear you talk. Just let me talk. I don't need a therapist or a psychiatrist. I don't care if they're the same thing. I don't care. I don't want your opinion. I don't want you to talk. You know? Just let me speak. You know, often enough throughout this whole podcast, it's me going through a change in life. And, you know, I don't know how long this is going to last, but I hope it does last a while. And more people actually tune in and they put effort into, like, create a community. But first, it has to start with me in general to create a community and try to reach towards that. But, like I said before, genuinely, I'm very thankful to whoever's listening to this, even if it's for a minute. I thank you for it. And I'm sorry if I sound boring. I don't know how to edit or do that stuff. I just want people to listen. I'm recording this on an iPhone 8 and broken wire headphones, so I'm trying my best right now. I wish that I have a lot of regrets. I don't want this to be sad or whatever, I don't know. But this podcast is also me doing what I want. So I'm going to talk about what I want. I have so many regrets. Well, I do. And I don't know whether to blame society or... But I blame myself most of all. As you all know, like... Well, I don't think you know. I'm a literal teenager. I'm going to turn 18 in April. And I've struggled with a lot, you know, self-harming, suicide attempts, family, like, it's everything everyone has gone through, but it's still a struggle either way. My regrets that I have within myself are not being sociable enough and not creating friend groups, you know. I regret giving into media and celebrities like Kim Kardashian. Especially within the Mexican culture, women are just expected. Well, girls are expected to be a certain way, and I feel like it's shunned a lot throughout society. It's like we know about it, but we don't really care because it's either been thrown in our face too much or we just don't care. But I'm here to talk about, you know, what I want, and this is just going to be a reflection in life, and then I'll go through forward more into it. I regret giving in to these women like Kim Kardashian and the Kardashians in general, Paris Hilton. There was a time in my life where I was literally 8 and I starved myself. I starved myself for 2 weeks because I thought with a body, you know, like a star's body, I would be happier. And as pop culture started to develop even more, all these icons that we saw, well, especially in, you know, a Gen Z's mind, would be like Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton, because we still see them as icons, even though we like to, you know, shit on them a lot. We fantasized and we glorified their bodies. But like, these women are beautiful, don't get me wrong, but 10-year-olds using corsets and waist trainers and diet teas and diet gummies and trying their best to have the body of a grown woman is horrific. And that was one of my regrets. I have my Snapchats. I've had my social media since I was a kid. And it was either the start of probably the beginning of middle school, sixth grade. I've had these Snapchats of myself and clothes that I try to recreate the Kardashians in, and these waist trainers, and I was killing myself and I ruined my body. Well, not exactly ruined my body, as you can say now, but sexualizing myself. And I get women empowerment and this and that, but I was also a kid, and I regret that a lot, because I should have been more sociable. And the reason I say I bring up social is because, sociable, is because I guess in my mind I thought, if I had looked like these celebrities and I had the body of a Kardashian, and, you know, if I personified the person I wanted to be, basically I would be it, and then I would have this confidence and make friends all over, and I could become one of these people. But I couldn't. I wasn't in like the freaking high class. I wasn't even middle class. We were super low class people. I was living in a trailer, by the way. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, just to give you an idea. I wanted to be something I wasn't. I wanted to be a star. But I couldn't. And I thought, if I try to make myself a star, people would want me, and I could draw people to myself. I would be cool. That was my regret. One of my regrets. Growing up too quickly. And that's just not who I was. I loved fashion. I loved makeup. I loved gorgeous. I loved beauty. But as a kid, even though the internet was also still new for being like in the 2000s, I was a freaking dork. I was like reading Pokemon fan fiction about freaking Ash and Misty, and I was playing like dating games, and I was a hermit. But also, if I try to reach out to people, my parents wouldn't like that. I regret not being sociable, and I regret being so vulnerable to social media and being so stupid. Well, I was a sponge. I still am a sponge either way, but I was fresh, and, you know, I was the kids people were looking for, you know? It sucked. Another regret is, like, not focusing more in school. Hear me out. If someone younger than like 15 is listening, 15 still, get up and do school. Like, do your work. It sucks trying to get into college. I wanted to go to college. I've always wanted to go to college. What I really wanted to do, what made me want to get into college, was languages. The world. I've wanted to travel the world. I wanted to be somewhat important. I still do want to be somewhat important, but it's in a different way now. I I wanted to work at the UN as a translator, and I wanted to translate for these big leaders, and I wanted to be a part of something. But then, you know, I started to get burnt out because of depression, body issues, you know, school, family, all this and that, you know, suicide attempts. And I genuinely thought I was not going to live by 18. And I was so wrong. And, you know, that's when my schooling stuff started to go down. Sure, I was still a decent student, but, like, I was pulling D's and C's. But my test scores were so good. Like, my test scores were great, and I finished all the stuff I was supposed to do. And I could have graduated early. I could have graduated a junior, but I didn't. Because I'm scared. That's another regret. Fear. I regret, and I still do, because I'm still going through it. I'm scared. I fear. I fear change. I fear time. Because when I got out of my depression, ooh, this is so tough. Oh, imagine. No, when I got out of my depression, I was still depressed, don't get me wrong. Nothing changed overnight, but I was significantly happier. And, you know, as time started to change, and I started to realize I was developing not only as a woman, but as a person. And then I started to now see how the world really is, because now people weren't shielding me. It's scary. Changing into adult is scary. Being alone is scary. And I regret it. I regret being so scared, because my fear of things took away some of the times that I think I could have been my happiest, even though I was so scared of not being happy. I'm not gonna cry, by the way. I just have a cold. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you're an adult, an elder, or like a freaking teenager, I guess women are the ones that listen to my podcast the most. And I think this is something women in general struggle with a lot, is that we fear so much. And we do have a right to fear. The world's super dangerous for women, but in general, the groups we socialize with, our families, our mothers, our brothers, our fathers, we just experience so much fear within our standards with them and their standards for us. We struggle with change like everybody does. And what I'm just trying to say is that we should try to stop. And it's easier to say than do, but we're leaving the stars we can be. And when I say this, I feel like it's a kid saying this to her friend, but we all can be stars. We really can. But we just have to stop fearing judgment and fearing the consequences of what was going to happen. If it doesn't harm anybody else, do it. If you think, honestly, why am I scared? You're not going to be able to answer that. I'm scared of going to this party because there's going to be people I don't know. If you go to work, if you go to a cafe, just go to a store, you take a walk, there are people you don't know. Every opportunity is an opportunity to make a connection. Every connection is a way to reach higher levels, a higher you, a higher being. But we just have to not let fear get into it. And I'm a hypocrite saying this, because I have to put my money where my mouth is, because because honestly, I'm scared. I have so much anxiety, even though I like to ignore it, because the thing is, I say my anxiety doesn't get to me because I ignore stuff. The things I don't want to see, I will ignore. But like I said, as I'm getting older, it's getting harder and harder to ignore it. And that's where I have to let my fear go and become a change. When I was a kid, I knew I was different. And I know, I don't want to hear like, oh my god, she thinks she's such a freaking, super smart, intelligent person. You know, she's so woke. No. When I was a kid, I knew I was different. And it's not because of like gay stuff or no, I'm not. Well, yeah, I am. But like, still. I'm talking. This is going to sound so narcissistic. And I know, I don't know what it is. No, it's going to sound so narcissistic, but I'm still going to say it anyways. I feel like a star. I know I'm a star. There's something about me that I know about myself, that everyone else knows, that I feel like I'm so capturing. And that's what sucks. I have the worst fear of it. Because if I truly showed people what I was, I'm afraid of how they're going to perceive me. As I get older, as days go by, as hours go by, as time goes by, my opportunities are slipping away. It's so late in the game and I still happen to play the FAFSA. Because I feel like a piece of crap that's so stupid. Because I slacked in school and no college is going to want me. I want to go to college, but I just don't want to pay for it. But I know I have to go to college because I want to try to be something. But I don't want to go to college because I don't like school. But I want to be something. I want to be somebody. There's only so much contentment that a cubicle can give you. There's only so much contentment that you can give yourself. If someone hears me, or the universe hears me, I don't know, God hears me, I want to be somebody to people where they'll listen to me. I want to talk to people. God forbid I say I want to be famous, but I do. It's just a kid saying that through me, but it's a reality. I hope it is. But there's only so much hope that can get me, right? In the beginning of the podcast, I talked about how I would love if people do listen to this, for this to become a community. But also, I just can't expect people to lift me up if I don't put up work. But how can I also put up work if I know there's nobody watching me? You know? what I'm trying to say is I want people to reach out to me, and I'll reach out. I know you're going to be like, Ella, but just listen to me, okay? Just listen to me and don't talk. Is that rude? It's rude. I'm sorry, but still, that's what it's about. I want you to feel what I feel, and I know you feel it. And if I'm wrong, well, girl, that's it. You know? I'm just talking. I'm just blabbering. I just want to vent. I don't want to. Sorry, I'm scratching. I was rubbing my nose, by the way. I want to talk to people. And I want to provide them support. I want a community where I can talk to similars and have them give me the mutual respect back. What do I hope to gain from this? I hope with a community that way I could also support my family. I don't want to get into much of my family because that's a whole different thing, but my dream is to become somebody who is successful enough to take care of her family that truly deserve it. I'm looking for a community where we can be so freely to talk about whatever we want, and we don't have to expect people to say nothing back because we don't want them to talk back. We just want to say what we feel. I'll sit here and be your mannequin. I'll nod my head, I'll shake my head. But if you say that I can't say nothing, just don't say nothing, just let me talk. I'll let you talk. And I'll tell you the same. Be my mannequin and let me talk. I feel like that sounds weird and kind of cultish. Ugh, it's kind of weird. But still, I want to be somebody, I just don't know how. You only know so much about me through my voice, through my tone, through my ups and highs when I have a little outburst here and there, but still, I don't know how if I don't get... Okay, I'm going to make this clearly because I feel like it's kind of confusing. Okay. In my podcast, just listen to me. Sure, you can still comment. Okay, whatever. But give me feedback. The whole saying of this podcast and the whole meaning of this podcast is me venting, where I talk about wherever I want, whatever I want. I think that was in episode 1 when I was like in my room in a trailer park. But still, this podcast is whatever I want to talk about. And nobody can tell me something else. Because I don't want people to talk back about what I'm talking about. Just stay silent. Just shut up. I'll say this. When I'm talking, be quiet. Ooh, that's assertive and really rude. But still, I'm sorry. That's what it is. Just put in the comments what you want to say. I'm laying in a twin bed, and I'll tell you what I'm looking at. My room is dark. It It's currently 9:34 p.m. Eastern Time. And my ceiling, there are stickers of coral and there are paper jellyfish above my head. Universe, if you hear me, make my wish come true. I don't know. I'm just a jerk. I'm sorry. Anyway. Anyways. Yeah. That's it.